Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here in Season 5 with the Sfarno commentary and the notes and translation of Rabbi Palkovitz. Public service announcement. God willing, we're going to take a month and a half break or so in a couple of weeks. And then, God willing, we'll come back for our midwinter hiatus. We take that time off, and then, God willing, we'll come back. We are in Chapter 3, Paragraph 13, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Kol Sheruach HaBrios Nocha Emanu, if the spirit of one's fellows is pleased with him, Ruach HaMakom Nocha Emanu, then Hashem, the spirit of the omnipresent, is pleased with him. If others like you, Hashem likes you. If others are happy with you, Hashem is happy with you. If others love you, Hashem loves you. If you're doing good for others, Hashem can do good for you. V'chol she'ein ruach habrios nocha hemanu. But if the spirit of one's fellows is not pleased with him, ein ruach hamakom nocha hemanu, then the spirit of the omnipresent is not pleased with him as well. We want to make sure to be a type of person that we're able to help people, happy with people, interacting with people, pleasant with people. And when we're pleasant with people and they're happy with us, then Hashem is happy with us as well. That's why anytime you interact with people, you talk with people, you're involved in people, try to do it in an upbeat manner, a happy manner, in a Mekadesh Shem Shamayim manner, in a way that we could sanctify God's name and sanctify the world around us and do good for those people around us, do good for the world around us. Anything we can do to be involved and help people, we should do, and then Hashem will feel happy with us as well, especially if those around us are happy with us. That includes especially, for sure, specifically your spouse and your kids, and the people immediately affected by you daily in your life, your kids, your wife, and anyone that's in your household, and anyone you interact daily at work or at shul, whatever. If you're good with them and they're good with you, Hashem is good with you. What you can do to affect other people, and you can be interacted with the other people, and they can interact with you. If you do so in a good manner, in an optimistic manner, in a happy manner, then Hashem can be happy with you as well. The Sfarno points out, behold, when a person refrains from harming his fellow man, even though he is able to do so, and such action may benefit him personally, the reason for this behavior in most cases is due to the desire to honor his maker. This, in turn, is a sign that the spirit of the omnipresence plays with him. If the opposite is true, then doubtless the situation, his motivation and action is also the reverse, and the spirit of the omnipresent is not pleased with him. Excuse me. The notes point out, as the Sfarno explains, Rabbi Hanina's teachings in the previous Mishnah are brought to a logical conclusion here in Mishnah 13. Man's motivations are of the utmost importance, for they affect and color his behavior as he interacts with others. A God-fearing person who wishes to fulfill the will of the Almighty and seeks to please him will find favor in the eyes of Hashem and man. Thus, although we cannot peer into the inner recesses of a man's heart, the opinions of others and their assessment of him are indicators of the sincerity and honesty of his deeds. If you can interact with others in a positive way, in a happy way, in a helpful way, you could do good for others and do good for the world, and the world can be pleasant and happy with you, the world can smile upon you, kiviyachal, as it were, then Hashem is kiviyachal smiling on you and happy with you. You feel the presence and the benefit of others. Oh, every single person that interacts with Yankel Shmerel is so happy. He's such a good person. He's such an influencer in a good way, not in a random Facebook kind of a way, but in a real good way, influencing the world, and people are happy with what he does and with what he tries to help the world, then Hashem will be happy with you. What can you do to benefit the world, to do good for the world through Torah, mitzvahs, chesed, and the like, and then Hashem could be happy with you as well. Join us next time as we talk about sleeping late and midday frivolity and talking of foolishness. What could that do to affect you here on the TTPA? And I'm your host, Tani.